Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
People think some huge trauma needs to happen before you can use therapy, but really you can use therapy to get the tools before something bad happens. Visit betterhelp.com/TBTB and learn some new things to help navigate life. Once again, visit betterhelp.com/TBTB and learn some new things to help navigate life. And now let's get to the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Bald and the Beautiful. I am Melissa.
I am Kevin Allen Fredericks.
I am Angel.
I am Marcus.
And together we are The Bald and the Beautiful. And we review the show Married at First Sight. We're on season 13, episode number, wherever the episode. Yeah. Actually, we're behind the episode, so y'all probably going to see these pretty close together. So we going to go ahead and start with Bao and John. Because I had remembered them.
I knew before he mentioned it, by the way he kisses her, I said he either watches porn or is into porn because he kisses like he's in a porno.
Hentai.
And then when he said that's how he learned, he'd be like, it is so like.
You don't like it?
I ain't know what it was. When he explained it, I was like, it did make sense after he said it. I was like, that's why he be all passionate for no reason. Like, y'all pecking in the grocery store. Why you being all. He like one level below Jose.
It's so gross to look at.
Only thing he ain't doing is grabbing her throat.
It's a lot.
That's the only difference.
It's so intense. It's just intense. Like, I don't even know if he knows how to do like a peck. Like, oh, I'll see you later. It's like, I feel like I'll every kiss.
Why you gotta breathe so but loud on the kiss?
I feel like he manually does like the slow-mo. Yeah. And then with his hands, and then it's just
imagine shooting Josh T.
Imagine
for us.
Goku or Piccolo like kissing. Kev gets it. Somebody out there will.
I don't, and I think it's nasty. But yes, yesterday when we talked about the other episode that y'all haven't seen, but y'all gonna see here in a minute.
By the time this one drop, it has to come out.
It's so going to come out, absolutely. Yeah. I felt like
the episode
he's
you watched
a,
right before this one.
Yes. I felt like he feels like he's in a movie in his mind. Yes. It just happens to be a pornographic one, but it's just
hentai.
And he's just.
Did you know what that was before he said?
I didn't.
No.
You knew that?
I did not know.
I didn't. Kev was like, do you know what that is? No.
I thought it was like a type of acupuncture, honestly.
I'm going to tell you when I found out. When we were in Japan last year and we went on one of the floors of this manga store. I was like, hey, this is not regular cartoons. And it said hentai. Mm. And I didn't know what that was. And it was, you know.
How long did you stay?
Well, I was like, Isaiah, out now. Let me make
go
sure
upstairs.
In the back of those stores, they got kind of.
Yeah, Japanese, they got be dark. Conservative yeah, out they front. They be doing some things on that hentai that floor. Head. That was the fourth floor right in the middle. Yeah,
that building did have
see,
a lot
I'm
of
just
floors.
Adventurous enough to go in until I feel very uncomfortable. It's like, oh, I didn't need to see it.
They will push it to the limit. I was like, hey, there's children in here. They're like, ain't supposed to be. We told them, one, two, three.
The sign was
six.
On the front.
1, 2, 3, 5, 6.
We were just going up one by
why
one.
Why you on four?
They had yeah. X's on this.
We didn't. Yeah, we didn't even number this floor. What you doing here?
You had to put a code in, sir. Yeah. What? The code was 69.
Come on now.
Also, I told this to listen the way here. Johnny realized he was an F boy in this episode.
Yes.
Like that's been his life. He's been picking women up, putting them down, swiping right on their lives, going in, going out, get what he wants.
Not realizing he been getting used the whole time.
Yeah, and she held him to task on this episode.
I'm glad she did.
She was like, she wasn't giving him an inch. He was saying the opposite of everything he had said in all the other things.
Yes. Yeah.
You gonna really hold me to what I said last time? He's like, that's all you said every time. Stop saying that.
Right.
Say it one more time. You said one more time that if we were dead and you'd be gone, I'm going to kill you.
Me and Angel almost jumped through that TV. He was like, I just feel like you're being very picky right now. Oh. I was like, nigga,
again,
what?
We were like,
what did you just say?
The audacity.
The audacity.
Duh, he had the audacity of Larry Elder. I was like, Johnny, like, are you really hearing yourself right now?
The fact
right
that
now?
He just said that, I was like.
It's like he's oblivious to himself.
Yeah. Right.
But, he really is.
But completely.
I just want to be honest.
But firmly
I'm just honest.
Believes oh what he believes in
with,
the moment.
With all due respect. Yeah. Oh, I just been Ricky honest.
Bobby. She was like, why would you even tell me that? Why? Right. She said, it doesn't make me feel good. I just want you to know where I'm at.
I don't
you,
need to know.
Right. I
why
don't,
do you? Listen, someone wise said, honesty without kindness is.
Mean.
Yes.
And unnecessary.
Yes. And kindness without honesty is lies or something like that?
Stupid.
Okay, that ain't
how it goes. That's how it goes. She said exactly how it's written out. But yeah, no, Johnny, he's blessed to have Bao because she has really been patient and really is actually, from the perspective of what we're seeing, giving it 100%.
She really is. The fact that they had sex after the way the episode started, I was like,
they needed to get that off their minds. That's going to go back downhill quickly.
You think so?
Absolutely.
They were like, we're very happy.
Yeah, we're so happy. Like, they just forgot everything that happened leading to that point. The who you showed before that point, that's who you are. You're going to go back to those people.
Because the way he was looking in the bed when she was doing her, like, victory, he was like, okay, this is the thing that you do that is annoying, but I'm on camera, so I'm going to try to act like I like it.
So painting.
That's we're waiting to get to that.
Yeah, the painting.
He got
this is after sex.
He decided to throw her this little paint party thing. And he got frustrated at her because she wanted it to be perfect. So she apparently is somebody who, when they're doing activities, based off I watched the, what's that show that comes on after? Unfiltered?
Unfiltered.
He's like, whenever we're doing activities, she focuses more on the activity than the purpose of the activity. Mm. And he
wanted to be in there flirting and drinking and kissing and all of that. And she's like, but we supposed to be painting, so your heart is too high. So I'm just going to try to shift mine to meet yours.
He didn't get that with the Excel spreadsheet on the packing. That girl not playing around.
And that's what, so they gave him the advice on Unfiltered. They were like, "Well, do more casual activities, things that don't require as much on you all to do stuff."
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then she won't be so particular. But if she's particular, that's not going to change.
Yeah, I agree.
That's like me and Melissa with games. Like she don't for game night. She can play for fun, and so can Isaiah. And when I play game night,
he's in it for blood.
I'm in it for blood.
Yeah.
And sometimes she just wants to have a good time. If you cheat a little bit, it's fun. It's not. Mm-hmm. And we need to keep score. And if you don't want to be, if you don't really try to win, then don't be on my team.
Right.
And if you're not on my team, then I want to destroy you. You should have been on my team.
Right.
So if we're playing Taboo, I don't want to just be like, there were literally, no lie, she invited her homegirl in Washington over to, for game night. And I was like, he probably not good at Taboo. I don't want to do guys versus girls. And we did guys versus girls, and he cost us the game. And I was like, "Don't invite him no more. If you're not good at Taboo, don't play."
Game night often causes divorces.
Oh my god!
No one talks about this. It's the unspoken, angel. Like sixth thing that causes divorce. We have sex. Right. We have money. Yeah. You know,
right outside the top five. Yeah, so in the
right. Exactly. We're always talking about the top five things that cause divorce.
Well, number six is game night.
Number six is game night. We don't talk about it enough.
There's plenty of black families that split up over a space game.
Oh, yeah.
How can you play space and not be serious? Why are you sitting? If you want to listen, I see. I get upset.
I see you.
My brother had. We went to Chicago to surprise him.
I don't know how to work this phone.
This girl over here.
I don't know. They made me start wearing this watch.
I showed you how.
We were in my brother's.
You did the same
party.
Exact button too. When I was like, "How do you silence?" He was like, "Oh, I just pinged your phone."
We're
not editing this out. Go ahead.
We should.
I just said you edits. That's your name.
They were like, "Let's play spades," and I was like, "I ain't got no. I ain't got my partner with me. I ain't got no people with me." He was like, "Man, just play with this guy." I was like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just watch TV. Like, come on, man, it's my birthday. My brother playing with his partner, who's good, right?
Good.
This nigga reneging and stuff on the third hand. And I know we lost, and they talking trash. Like, the thing about it, when your partner sucks, nobody gives you slack. Like, oh, that's a new person.
Nah, y'all,
you talk trash
y'all
as
suck.
If we play for, y'all suck. I'm like, this nigga ain't reading the board, first of all.
Listen.
I threw a king.
I understand.
Why are you throwing the ace? I already, if you have the ace, you know we won this. Why would you?
See?
You remember B. And I can't do this. I can't.
My boy B, we sat down to play spades one time. I think we were still in the apartment. And he was like, yeah, it's cool. I'll play. Then I don't know who was his partner. He was like, I'm going to be honest. I don't like losing. He sucked. I don't remember who his partner was, but I was just watching the game like, mm-mm. Boy.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Bruh.
I remember when Sabrina cost us Taboo. It was at the old office. And I was like, it was the like final one. And I said, all you have to do is do not pass. It doesn't matter how long it takes us to get this. Because if you pass, they win. So I don't forgot what she was trying to get me. I think Tavern is what she was trying to get me to guess. Couldn't figure it out. She was like, pass. I was like, girl.
But that's what Johnny has to understand.
Yes.
I can't. Melissa understands.
That's why I don't play games with you.
Don't. That's how we keep the peace. Because we play, we're going to play for blood. And I don't let my kids win either. Oh, no, Daddy, don't draw for me. Draw 8. It's a new card. I don't care if you cry yourself to sleep. I don't let nobody win.
Go cry now.
I'm teaching you color.
JoJo, replace him.
But yeah, he doesn't understand that. And he's just lucky to have her because she's still planning things for him, trying to make him feel loved and appreciated.
Yeah. Low-key, she should have been the one who said, I want to check out by now.
Oh yeah.
She has way more reason to check out.
Well, starting off, we thought she was going to be the one to check out first.
I really did.
I thought they were going to make it. I mean, if they do, it's going to be because of her.
I agree 100%. 100%.
Well, it's going to be because of him dealing with her. Or her dealing with him.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You said they don't make it. It's because
I said if they make it.
Oh, if they make it. I'm sorry.
It'll be because of her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm actually surprised she is so still in.
Yeah.
I didn't know how else to say that. But like her commitment to still be in.
But if you think about it, like she was committed to the painting, she's committed to the process.
That's true.
So she's probably like trying to make it work. But in her mind, she probably got an Excel spreadsheet of how many days she's hated him.
I would love to see her pros and cons list of this marriage.
Yeah.
What does it look like, Val?
Remember when Johnny gave that list of all that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh, Johnny.
Like 9 things.
Oh, Johnny. That boy. Yeah, he was like over there crushed. Like, you just feel like you're being very picky.
And he got mad.
Like, boy, she can't breathe wrong. Literally, she can't snore.
Literally, she can't snore.
This boy.
I don't know how he got the draws that day. I really was like,
it was built up.
It kind of
they needed that release.
That's probably true.
Yeah, now they're happy, and then it's gonna build back up. Then she one of them, they not gonna make it.
She's like, I'm the big spoon now. I was like, girl, leave him in that bed. Listen,
we was in St. Lucia. We saw it was a couple the size of me and Melissa, but the man was Melissa's size, and the woman was my size. She had her arm around him.
She
like
sure
this.
Did. Yes.
I kid you not.
She was big spoon energy.
Josh, me and Melissa, you talk about some peaks. She got him like this.
The whole on the boat.
He probably loved it too.
He just had his legs crossed at the bottom.
He was little.
And she probably loved it too.
It was like this.
He was little.
Like it was cold. On the ride back, it was somewhere down.
Oh, and he, listen, that's a part of their relationship.
He didn't mind at all.
But every time I saw
him. He's probably a good ass cook too. Baby, eat this. It's going to be cold tonight.
Yeah, hilarious.
I was so happy for him because he didn't have a care in the world. I don't care what y'all think. This is my big woman.
Yeah. Right.
She's 6'4 of all.
Yeah, all women right here.
He was 112 and he was like.
Look at all this woman over here.
She picked him up at the end.
You could only hope to get this ratio in your life with all this woman.
Right. That's hilarious. Listen, I was for it. I love them very much.
Our first ad is with Olive in June. Now, y'all know, me and Melissa like to keep our nails and our toes
correct.
Done. Okay?
Correct.
We like to keep it beautifully done. Look. Now, but we don't always have time to go to the salon.
You sure don't? And not when it's busy as y'all be. Producing shows and all of that. Living life.
And not just that. You know, with everything that's going on in the world, sometimes avoiding the salon is what I would prefer to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can avoid the salon, but still get salon perfect nails at home with Olive in June. Olive in June nail polishes last 7+ days and do not chip, okay? With Olive in June Manny system, you can achieve beautiful salon perfect nails at an affordable price. Olive in June's Manny system is the ultimate secret behind salon perfect nails at home. All in one, no guessing, no messy nails, no salon price tag. Now, I love the Olive in June Manny system because it does make it really, really easy to be able to do nails really well. Because I can do like my left hand.
Yes.
But then when it comes to getting to that right, it'd be like
Shaky McGee.
Come on. Like I'm shivering while I'm doing my nails. But Olive and June makes it so that, you know, you don't have to be someone with a cosmetology license or whatever license you need to be able to paint nails. You could do it at home. And you ain't going to have all that messiness, because I'm telling you, it looks like a child has painted my nails when I try to do with any other at-home type of nail polish. Olive & June's Manny system just makes it so easy.
Let me tell you why. Because they have this poppy.
Yes, it's the poppy.
It's a patented universal polish bottle, which makes it easy to paint your nails, easier, faster, and better than ever. It allows you to get a really comfortable grip, more control, and even steady strokes, and that's what's going to give you that nice
steady
long
strokes, huh?
Stroking
finish.
Steadily.
That's what you need for that nice long finish.
So it's the patented brush that be like, you ain't going to find that anyway. No, you know what I'm saying?
You know what, a patent make it exclusive.
Exclusive. Anyways, it's a great system to have. I think every woman should have it at home so that when you need to just change it up, you've got it there, right there for you. Olive and June, their polishes are amazing. You can share it with anybody. It's so dope. It's like having gel without having to have gel in the UV light.
Right,
it's
right.
That fire because it don't chip. All right, so this is what we want you to do. Get beautiful salon perfect nails at home. Is now a dream. It's a dream come true. You can do it. Your new nail life is here. Visit oliveandjune.com/TBTB.
TBTB!
And get 20% off your first Manny system. This is an exclusive offer that you can get. It's cut off on half of it, but you know what I'm saying. It's an exclusive offer just for our listeners. That's oliveandjune.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Code TBTB.
TBTB.
For 20% off your first Manny system. Again, that's oliveandjune.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Code TBTB.
TBTB.
This Negro got a spa, a pharmacy.
He had a whole moment over there.
A barber kit.
Hold on. He officially Big Mama purse. He would pull a vacuum cleaner out there, man.
All right, we're done with bowing him.
Yeah.
Bow.
All right, let's go ahead and go to Michaela and Zach.
Let me tell you what, I got a song for you,
Say
Zach.
It.
I know.
I think you need to let it go. Looks like your marriage finna be TKO.
For real.
TKO.
Listen to Elsa.
L-I-G.
Let it don't.
That was Ice Cube.
L-I-G.
I hated that for the first time.
L-I-G.
L-I-G.
Hey, nobody said it outside of it.
Nobody.
What was it? All About the Benjamins?
Yes. L-I-G. What do you mean when this one like? Nigga. Why would you say it then? L-I-G. Let
it go.
You can't spell it and then say it.
You should have let the people figure it out.
Stop trying to make this happen. I was thinking they were done with that.
No.
New episode, new day.
No, he can't let it go.
Bring it up again.
Yes, he was.
Sir, I get all of her frustration.
Man.
Yeah, that I didn't understand.
Even if you're wrong, like
he needed to say one time, there's a fundamental difference in the way we handle issues.
Yes.
But did he say it one
he
time?
Did a horrible bee sting analogy.
Oh,
when he
my
got,
God.
When he got to the punchline, I said, nigga, what just happened?
I still don't get it.
It's the worst analogy he's reading ever.
I thought he was using her as the book, but apparently her arguing was the bee. I don't know.
She was like, where's the beehive then,
yeah,
nigga?
She said,
why are you over here swatting at
beehives? Get away from the hive.
That's what you're doing. You got your love book and you're beating the beehive with it.
I was like in church. I said, by the hive.
Mel and Greg, when we first got married, she used to get on Greg because his analogies used to be the worst. Oh, no. It used to be like that.
Yeah.
The thing about a dog is, if it bites you, okay.
Thing is, I would have got every single one of them.
What's it bite? Stop it. Okay, now the teeth has bit. What happened? bit has happened. And you don't want to be, because bees be.
Hey, leave my boy alone.
So what I want you to know is,
stop.
Cats. Be like,
cats and geckos. Don't trust them.
It be like that.
I didn't understand his analogy.
I was like, literally.
I was trying to follow him. I was trying to follow it.
We literally rewound it.
We rewound it because we heard it from the beginning. And we looked at each other.
Like, we missed something.
We had to miss something.
Clearly. I was like, how do we get from there to B's again? Rewind it, because we missed something.
Then we watched it the second time. We were like, oh, no, we heard it.
And now I just want to close the book and walk away. And she said, five
She said, why are you sitting there?
She just came back. Well, you know hives, when there's a hive nearby, bees will go to multiple trees. so you probably shouldn't be in the area, because if they hornets, hey, you fresh out of luck. That's like getting shot with a 22. You don't want to get stung with no hornet. Especially these African hornets.
Listen,
they murderizing people.
Murderizing?
Yeah, they murderizing people.
We was watching in the kitchen. When we rewound it, we said, let's step into the living room.
Right. Maybe we get closer to the TV.
Let me just... Yeah. I'm going to stand right here.
Because this boy said something deep, and I didn't get it. Clearly, I'm too slow.
That's what I was like. Because I knew I was paying attention. Right?
How was it?
I was like, man, just stop.
I don't know what that man was talking about.
He ain't never going to let it go. No, I heard it.
I thought I already knew it was a lot. Because as soon as he said it's like, I'm sitting, I leaned in like.
We both were like, I was still awake during that portion. I was like.
I said, I'm about to get all of what he's feeling right. Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
I was just like, no.
And it was worse because you started strong. I thought he was going somewhere.
Yeah. I leaned in. I said, he was going to say something deep.
What?
I said, because it's going to wrap back around, and it's going to be mind-blowing. It might give me a nosebleed.
He was in a NASCAR race, Marcus. He turned right. We're like, how you turn right? It literally is all left. How you turn right on this? Ain't no road that way.
You can't turn right.
You can't turn right.
Why in my mind, I was like, race car, right? Right. He's all right.
All left. He was like, this way.
Wait, man, that's a bystander.
Michaela's face when he was talking.
The whole time.
You by the concession stand, man.
All these facial expressions of hers that they edited in.
Perfection.
That's exactly how she looked. And you got the brains, too.
Yes, she'd be like, nigga, what?
Right. Man.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm surprised she wouldn't be like, oh, run it back.
She should have.
Her head might have
exploded. Like, okay. So if you're reading a book by a tree.
The biggest problem between him and her is he has pulled his previous relationships forward into this one, and he's identified her as one of them, and he's decided this isn't going to work.
I agree.
From her thing, and I'm not even saying he was wrong about how she handled it, because she did mishandle two things in a row.
And she admitted.
Many times
and apologized. Like, right. That was my bad.
She messed up. And, you know, whether you believe that was genuine or not, she apologized. And I believe it. I was watching on Twitter, and people were like, that ain't genuine. One person said it, and I disagree with her. But anyway, I feel like had this been his first serious relationship, they would have had a better chance. Mm-hmm. But it looks like this is like the third or fourth woman in a row who has a temper or some sort of toxic thing, and he's identified that and said, you have that part of my red flag. That's what I wanted to say about Johnny. He's the red flag.
He thinks she's the red flag.
It is
he
you.
He is the flag himself. Well, what's his face? Zach had the long list, and I knew he was going to land on in the way you handle conflict.
Yep.
He was like, I need loyal. I need honesty. I need honor. I need regalness. I need the Holy Spirit. It was like this long list. I mean, all stuff vague that nobody would ever say they did not have. No one ever says, I'm disloyal.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's says that.
Right.
No.
Even if you know you disloyal, you ain't gonna admit
it. Nobody said, and the people who are disloyal, they are loyal to something. They're loyal to themselves. So they'll still be like, no, I'm very loyal to me.
Yeah.
Was Johnny, my bad. That was Zach.
It was Zach who had the list.
Zach, my bad. Nobody corrected me.
And then of course he went to. And then had to check off the box, and also how you handle conflict has to be in a mature way. I was like, you just gonna keep doing digs. He was.
You remember on next Friday when Ice Cube had Pinky had the, maybe Friday after next, one of them two. And Pinky was like, say it again. Say it again. Say conflict one more time. Yeah. Say it. That's what I feel like when I'm watching him bring that conversation up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, for her, because bless Melissa and I, we have a lot of flaws. In our 17-year marriage and 21-year relationship, Melissa nor I have ever held on to something like that. that much for a week and bring it up every time, when the person has apologized.
Because they have no history other than that.
Dog, okay, just leave now.
Even when in their conversation, sorry, babe, when they were like, what will it take for you all to fall in love? She said, I mean, I need you to talk to me. And he said, for me to be able to fall in love with you, I need for us to find a way to resume handle conflict.
Yes.
That is not what's going to make fall in love. No, shut up.
I agree.
It's going to make you maybe not hate her, but like fall in love actively?
What was it for you? You know, the resolve conflict. I remember I was conflicted.
It's like it's contradicting itself because like it's immature to keep bringing it up and like, come up with a solution.
Or hush.
And don't just put that it on
would
her.
Be, right, exactly. It'd be, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but he's not offering. He's a solution. He's not even offering to try to find one.
Yeah,
he's
that's what
just
I'm saying.
Offering
yeah.
to remind her that she did wrong.
That's 100%. What it is.
That's it.
And there hasn't been another opportunity at this point for her to
prove that she can do it differently.
And if I were her and I had been wrong, you have now pissed me off by bringing it up again. That the next time I'm going to do it.
Or he can't be wrong. Because the moment he does something wrong, you've now given no grace. You will get no grace. Mm-hmm. So when you mess up, be prepared to hear about it over and over. And she is petty enough to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can tell she got big petty energy.
When they rewound the last episode, just reset it. And they saw how she was cussing at him. I know we talked about it. Yeah. But I was like, whew.
Yeah, she was going off.
You want to talk about how pissed
like
off
you said,
I'd be?
It's volatile.
You GD lie. I was like, girl, you colorful with it.
Oh, yeah. She is. It's a bit much.
A compound words right there she's using.
She's putting cousins in the middle of words, not sentences. She's
hyphenated.
Chick-filled mother effing lay? What?
The other thing is they kept talking about, can we get back to where we were? We need to get back to where we were.
They were in lust. That's where they were. They didn't have no real feelings yet.
They had two pump sessions and then COVID.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all it was. It was, we had a good time having sex and thinking each other was attractive. Now, can we do that again?
That's exactly. I'm going to jump back a couple real quick. That's what I was going to say about Johnny and Val. Johnny is in straight up lust mode right now because everything has to lead to sex and that's where his mind is.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's why I said it ain't going to make it because eventually she's going to be like, all right, there's more to me than just sex.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Zach and Kayla.
Sorry. That was a good point, Marcus.
Good job, babe.
You know, you interrupted me. I just had
to. I'm sorry. You were right. You were so right. But I'm glad they had some fun during their dates because that was definitely not anything that they were doing at
first. It was, again, just like Bal and Johnny, I was like, the way this started, I was surprised y'all could even have a good day.
Yeah.
You know, I was prepared for it to be all downhill, but they kind of stabilized.
Yeah, it was funny. I got that feeling of, you know, let's say me and you, we had an argument, then we're like, all right, that's over with. But it's still like the cloud is clearing up.
No, yeah, it's not like, I mean, we've agreed to move on, but it still takes like, some of the residue to wipe off.
Let's just take a break. I'm going to be right with you. Let me listen to some music.
Yeah, like the engine was hot. It's still cracking and crystalline. It ain't running no more, but it's still popping.
Music on Amazon.
Amazon music, what I'm going to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, since you're listening to the show, it's safe to say that you love listening to podcasts, right? Well,
because all me,
you'll find tons of binge worthy podcasts, including ours, on Amazon Music. Yeah. Amazon Music has more than 10 million free podcast episodes to listen to, but Amazon Music isn't just for listening to podcasts.
What?
They have thousands of music stations and top playlists to stream for free. And no matter what you're listening to, you can go hands-free with Alexa. If you're like me, you want your music on demand and ad-free, you have to try Amazon Music Unlimited. That gives you unlimited access to over 75 million songs, as well as podcasts, music videos, and more. With Amazon Music Unlimited, you can listen to any song, anywhere, offline, with unlimited skips. Let me tell you, we have started back working out, and I have to have my music to get through a workout. I cannot do just listening to myself breathe.
Ella.
And Amazon Music is like, honey, we got the playlist for you.
Boom.
We're going to get you through this these sprints that you're doing on this treadmill.
Yeah, I almost tripped last night. I was on the treadmill. Something came on.
He surely did. I was like, he about to break this whole treadmill.
No skips,
I was about to break me.
You don't have to skip.
No
skips. Unlimited skips.
Unlimited.
I was on the bike. No. I was on the bike. I was like doing all this stuff loud, singing to Master P. So with Amazon Unlimited, you can listen to any song anywhere. If you've ever tried Amazon Music Unlimited, now's a great time. For an unlimited time, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. No credit card required. Just go to Amazon.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's Amazon.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
To try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. Amazon.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Renews automatically. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
Josh, are you over there having a good time singing TBTB?
He's in it.
Is it hot in here?
It's very warm.
Okay. I keep looking at
this.
Yeah,
I figured.
No, it's not. At 5, they turn it off, and I am sweaty boy Kev Kev.
Angel was trying to have a moment, and Kev said, no, it's not.
No, she wasn't trying to have a moment. She was trying to annoy me.
No, I wasn't. Stop.
I've looked at this AC to try to see what it said on. That is never right. I'm hot.
Let me find that room. I'm going to kick it
on. That's what it is, Joshy. And I don't like it.
Let me.
It don't.
All right. Tight hour. Here we go. We're actually doing pretty good.
Yeah, we do a good. Captain Believe we would do good. We are.
All right, let's go to Mirla and Gil.
Oh, Mirla and Gil. Gil and Mirla. Gil is getting tired of Mirla.
That's exactly what this episode said.
In my opinion, they are the strongest couple to make it out of everybody.
She is very consistent.
She is.
She is
very consistent.
I'm not going to give an inch.
Period.
Ever.
Period.
I'm not going to compromise once.
Period.
Whatever I said to your friends before I got married, I meant it.
She deals with the dog.
Now, I did see. And I was like,
she did this at first. She shook his little paw.
Well, no, she got the dog to go do the thing. She was like,
She's like, no, go lay down. Dog lay down. And she continued her conversation. I said, oh.
People think they're not dog people until you be around a dog. And then all of a sudden you be a dog person.
I am not a dog person. We got
you
a
are
dog
a person dog, huh?
Exactly.
Sick of him.
Exactly. I love my dogs. That's how, like, I see dogs, I'm like, oh, yeah, dog.
Let me tell you what, Apple came out with a terabyte of hard drive space just in time for Monty. Because those pictures and videos never getting deleted. I sit on the bed and I go like this and I watch him. And
like, oh, that baby. Monty.
And then he pisses all over everything. And then I'm like,
get out.
Mirla, whichever way to say it, she had her good moments at the beginning of the episode.
She did.
With the dog, with the even seeming happy about the ring he got her on Amazon for her to work out.
Yeah, and then try to shade it when there's too much attention drawn to it.
the foot massage, she I thought she'd be a little gentler, but she was not.
No.
She wasn't.
She was like, Marcus had a good reason why.
Yeah, he shouldn't have hyped it up. He put himself on scale of 1 to 10. He pretty much put himself at 35.
Hello? And then he was like,
yeah, I'm like, you'd be like, can I give you a foot rub? As soon as you said yes, he should have been like, cool. And then at 5 probably would have been a 7.5.
Right. Well, he hyped it up and he grabbed her foot like he was trying to choke it.
Well, she said on Unfiltered, like, that type of affection, that type of stuff, it makes her uncomfortable.
She asked for a foot rub on her wedding day. I mean, in the honeymoon, one of them either the wedding day when they were in the hotel room.
It was either her or last season.
Somebody asked for a foot rub in a romantic way, when it's like trying to pull the romantic side out, she does not. This is at least what she said on Unfiltered. She was just like, he doesn't give me any other option for romantic stuff. It's either the stuff that he wants to do. She said, I said to him that same night, let's sit out on the balcony and watch the sunset. And he was like, I don't do that. So his thing was, this is what I do for sexy. Pump lotion, rub on your feet. And so she was just like,
That sucks, man, because when you're dating, like, the stuff that you're good at or that used to work on people not working, you're just like,
yeah.
Now this is useless.
Yeah.
Yes, because you got to speak that person's love language.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's true.
She don't speak foot massage.
She does not.
And what sucks is that it feels like neither one of them, well, I don't want to say they're not, but it feels like sometimes they're not willing to speak the other person's language for real, because one of the things she also mentioned on Unfiltered, it helped because she had pissed me off this episode, was that, like, she does feel like she is trying. She said, but unfortunately, Gil does not feel the efforts in the trying unless it's physical. Like, he doesn't feel the want unless it's physical. And she was like, I just don't operate in that way. So I just, I don't know. She got on my nerves, though.
Could this be the first season where nobody makes it?
Yeah.
Because I usually feel at least strong about somebody. You had Imani and Woody. You had
this
Benny D'Amelio.
Has completely flipped. Message. Because, you know, the couples we liked at the beginning, it's like, okay, they're absolutely not. The couples we were like, no, absolutely not. They're like, now we're like, you know what? They probably got the.
We said about this time Gil might start to break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she wasn't trying to do nothing different, and it seems like.
But maybe, like Angel's just explained, maybe she is doing stuff different or doing, making an effort that he's just not seeing or is
that
not,
he's not reading it as effort. But it is a give and take. So I hope that there is something. I mean, they mentioned at the barbecue, he was like, you know, we snuggle and hug more. So I feel like she's giving.
They do touch a lot.
I mean, he definitely, he'd be always having.
And she don't seem to shy away from it.
But that whole restaurant scene where he was just frustrated, he did not like the restaurant, it appeared.
The Chanel glass
restaurant. Yeah, the Chanel drink. He said, you just drank it. You just want that because it's Chanel number 6.
She said,
that's it.
Pretty.
She's what he like, said, what was called knockoff.
Right. I thought that was funny. Number 6. She was like, no.
No, thank you.
And that's not funny.
But I do think he was over-exaggerating when he was like, oh, to go to brunch every week, or just on the weekend, and to eat out twice a month.
That's
to go on a date. I was like, how does he think that's a lot?
I didn't understand that.
I thought there was 30 days in a month.
Right.
You're just now getting to know each other, and y'all going out twice? Ugh. He's like, I like to cook my own food. I was like, blech.
And that's the other thing she said on Unfiltered. She said, I cook every day. I cook, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm just asking to go to brunch once a week. I would think you would want to do that with your wife.
Editors at Married at First Sight, what are y'all doing?
And she was like, same thing. She's like, I don't think I'm asking for too much because I'm doing the things that he likes to do at home.
And the editing is from his perspective, so it does make it seem like she's asking for a lot without context that she is cooking at home. Yeah. So it's almost like you think she's, you know, Postmate or whatever. Look, ain't no shade or bit, you know, we do it a lot too. But then in addition, where he's like, because his response was, well, I just like to eat at home. Well,
like
my
eating at home 90% of the time.
Yes.
Like, give that woman and twice
point,
a month.
Her point is Mirla, you want or Angel just said, you want me to like your stuff. It's, you got to come together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, probably if you go on 8 dates a month, she might be like, okay, give me a kiss.
Come on.
I got to get the Chanel. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a blessing to be in a relationship where you don't have to feel like you're doing stuff that you really don't like, that it's really only for your partner. Mm-hmm. But at that stage, you really got to do some stuff, man.
Yeah.
And you gotta try to connect.
Yeah.
I want Gil to stop picking on her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's old. It's so old. Because, like, she's already proven, like, what she does, she can do.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he's like, she does, are she we does only here because of this and because of the glass? Correct.
Yeah.
I often go on Instagram. Ooh, this looks so cute. What is that in the background? We should go here because don't that look cute?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I'm saying that's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
This is so cute in here. Okay. Is that a chandelier? Like, I like cute places too.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
It's not like she has
living outside
portrayed
of her
one
means.
Thing and then is the opposite.
No,
from the moment you met her, she been like, "Nigga, I'm on this." Not nigga,
this,
but
this is exactly this is me and this is who I am.
And I got the bread.
She's consistent.
Yeah,
you know yours is in a mattress in Colombia. I got mine.
Yeah.
It's right.
Got
there.
Got mine right here in my bank account and in these shoes.
She don't want no broke stuff. Not purses. Not jeans.
Yeah. Nothing.
Not alcoholic beverages.
No. And it's not like she's also. It's not like she's asking him to spend a bunch of money or buy her,
right?
You know, all of this expensive stuff.
She did ask for the Cartier, and he said yes. She said, of course he said yes.
And the context of her cooking a lot, it does make it more like, yeah, well, then hug.
Cartier ring. I'm like, the fact that he said yes to that, like, dude, you do that once a year, you should be good. Like, let her do whatever she's going to do.
I mean, both of them, he definitely also does get on my nerves. Both of them, it's like they're not willing to give, like, that one thing that would possibly make the other person feel more secure in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, she is very adamant about not giving an inch on anything. When he was like, I don't want to be just a silhouette of somebody. I want you to want to be married to me. I want you to go to brunch with me.
No, Angel, you went too fast. He was like, I want to feel wanted.
Yes, he's like, yes, he did.
Who I am. I want to feel loved.
That was a good point he was making, though.
Yes.
He was making a good point.
And I want to be more than just brunch, and I want to feel like I am desired and wanted. What do you want? A husband to come to brunch.
And so, like, in that moment,
at that point.
And it could be editing, but in that moment, if she could have easily been like, no, I want to be with you. That's why I'm here with you.
Yes.
Because I don't have to be with anybody else.
It was a missed opportunity. No, it was a missed opportunity to meet his vulnerability.
I feel like that's what it was.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is I feel like she saw that opportunity and purposefully skipped past it.
That's honestly how I took the foot rub as well.
What do you mean?
That it was a more intentional, I'm not going to give you. Mm. You hyped it up. And I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of me agreeing to your hype up.
It could be residual.
So I'm going to tell you that it was a five.
It could be residual from what she's experienced with him.
Probably.
Like, I've been cooking and you complaining about us not eating out, but we ain't eating out.
Yeah.
Y'all seen that video of the two little girls and it's a birthday and she's saying happy birthday and the other girl blows the candles out?
Yeah.
It's like, that's what Mirla looked like when she's like, I want a brunch husband.
Yeah. So I just feel like if she gave him, I know he wants physical, but she's not even giving words of affirmation.
No.
Like, I'm like, what love language are you speaking to him at all? What language?
They're not doing it.
I'm like, girl, because he going to need Babbel to understand what type of love language you talking in. Because it might be Spanish. It might be French.
I saw it coming.
Okay. Well, you also saw me open up the app.
Before you did that.
When you're traveling to a destination where you don't know the language, it can be challenging to accomplish even the simplest tasks. And let me tell you, we're talking about a Married at First Sight, and it feels like there are people talking different languages, but we actually are talking about different languages of different countries. And Babbel is here as the number one selling language learning app to be able to teach you how to speak different languages in bite-sized lessons. And you will learn a new language skills that you can actually use in the real world, from greetings to menus to directions to gaining a deeper understanding of the culture. Babbel is a travel essential. Now listen, the Bold and the Beautiful is going to go on the road.
We are.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I'm going to go to some place where I don't speak the current language that they have, okay? And you know how I'm going to be able to go and feel confident and not feel like I'm going to get lost somewhere? Babbel.
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 Babbel's lessons are like 15 minutes. You know we don't got no time. We ain't got no time for nothing. 15 minutes. Now, that's something I can do. That's a commute from my house to this studio. That's me putting on my makeup. I can sit there and be like, ¿Cómo estás? Yes, learning all the things. You understand?
You sound like that Babbel been helping you, Angel.
Babbel is all the things. You feel me? They don't use AI. They actually have 100 language experts that help create the lessons. Their method has been scientifically proven to be effective. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes, which I think is great because sometimes just you need to have other ways to be able to submerge yourself into the language. And the fact that they offer it in different ways is muy bueno. So start your start your language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Go to Babbel.com and use the promo code TBTB.
TBTB.
That's BABBEL.com. Code TBTB.
TBTB.
Babbel, language for life.
All right. Anything else on them, Chad? Because
I
still have high hopes for them, but
yeah, I think that
she's gonna have to take a step or two.
I think she will.
She's gonna have to.
Honestly, I think they both will. I think they both gonna give in.
He's taking his steps.
No,
he takes some steps in the wrong direction.
He's gonna stop picking, and she's gonna take, and she's gonna take a step or two.
And that's what needs to happen for me for them to go
for sure. For sure.
All right.
That's for sure.
Brett and Ryan are. Who we're going to talk about. I'm just going to get my thought out really quick. They're the most
Come on.
Confusing, mm-hmm. unattractive, not matching each other couple the show has ever seen.
Oh, please, please go further.
Attracted.
Unattracted to each other.
Okay, got it.
I mean, she's attracted to him, but he is so stone-faced emotionally.
This man
to her.
After she basically said everything that the way she set up a game that had did nothing but compliment him, and he's just like, I almost feel bad for him because he was like, I want to feel those things about her, but I don't. I feel like that's not your decision to feel those type of. You have to feel those things, and the fact that it seems like he absolutely wants to be there with her. But he just don't.
It started from the moment he found out she was a redhead, and he just hasn't been able to recover.
Redhead, strike one.
He just hasn't been able to recover.
Strike two, manatee, strike three.
Oh, and she don't know how to line dance.
Republican and Democrat, strike
four.
Well,
no, see, I agree with Merla. I feel like you choose, and he ain't willing to choose. Merla, when she said, you choose to love.
She's actually really cute.
I was like, yeah, I agree with you. You choose who you love. And he is not going to make that choice to love his girl.
One of the experts said, and I actually do agree, that your feelings are often secondary to your actions. Mm-hmm. And so, not that it's always that way.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
In this circumstance, the more he retreats from her, the more he's going to settle in the feelings of how unattracted he is to her.
Right.
Versus if he made some effort, all of a sudden he could start to see her differently. But that's not going to happen because he's not going to do it.
And your mind doesn't challenge itself.
Correct.
Come on, Kevin.
If you think that, your mind is just going to be like, yes, we all agree. We're on our side.
Yeah.
That's why the friends always help them unlock stuff. The experts always help them unlock stuff. But if they don't have those other people, they just be in their head like.
Yeah. That's something I meant to ask Dr. Cal is, do they give the friends notes to ask them?
It feels like they pick
the person out of the friend group with the worst decision-making skills. And it's like, well, go speak to your oracles because clearly all your friends. Why couldn't you get one of the friends that got the head on straight?
No,
because every time they go speak to a friend, everybody's like, yeah, tell them. The friend know what they're talking about. The friend always know.
The friend always know exactly what to say in the moment.
Ain't nobody been
able to see
them
a car.
Yeah. The producers are definitely.
And the thing about it is, you got to,
What was it?
You got to open up. Okay. He reminds me of Brett and Olivia.
And there's no reason why they shouldn't be able, other than maybe political stuff, but it doesn't seem to bother her that much no more because she's over here falling in love.
I agree.
No reason why I don't think they should be able to make it. Like, they both seem like they would be very compatible for the most part, other than her being scared of everything. But yeah, he's just
scared of everything, though.
It was the manatees and the flights.
Scared of everything. And the dogs being interacting in a very short period of time. Yeah. That is be like
back to back to back.
Yeah, you just like, oh my god,
that was day number what, 7?
That was after as soon as they came home, they saw each other's houses, and she was like, she was making a big deal about it. That was his thing.
But he said the second flight was better.
He did, but he held the first flight against her.
He did.
He was like, now what if we go to France? You ain't gonna like it.
They're a couple that I feel like they don't argue. Mm-mm. They have what feels to be like very healthy communication. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They just like
something pleasant, ain't clicking.
They have the relationship as if I opened the door for you and you went into a restaurant. You said thank you, you're welcome, and then we never saw each other again. that was pleasant.
And it's
but
not,
that's it.
And it's really like. You look at Michaela and a Zach, and they over here arguing, cussing each other out. I'm like, we're going to give us another try. And
we just go back to where we were.
Right. And Brett is like,
it's enough for me, dog. It's enough for me.
Their relationship is like.
They have no issues, but they have an issues.
Right.
That was funny.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, are we done with them, Chad?
Yeah, because Rachel cheated on somebody.
Girl, so let's go to Rachel and Jose.
She was like,
girl, in a past life.
She was
that preview.
Hey, that preview.
The combination of that, how he took it, plus the preview, muy caliente.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello.
He was like, She was like, is there anything that you want to ask me about? He was like, you remember on the boat when you said you cheated?
Yeah, I mean, he did it so quick.
Yeah. He ain't never put that thought
you
right.
You thought I forgot?
He's like, I've been waiting to pull that out.
And the alcohol one is always kind of like.
Yeah, there was alcohol and it happened.
I don't know why people even add that in.
When the edit happened, I thought maybe there's something else. And she said
She should have just been like,
just like
I was out and I saw somebody. I said,
she probably talking about eating cherries.
No. There was no dead air. No. She said it just like the clips. No. Yeah, how come it happened? She had that much. She's like,
what are you going to do?
She said it with the same, like, you know, I wanted a chocolate frosting. They gave you vanilla. Yeah. I had it. I was already at home. Right. It was like that much care.
Forget about it.
Was a little cheat amongst friends. You know what, though?
Crash score couldn't help that, could it?
Apparently not. But it bothered him so. He said, once a cheater, always a cheater.
He surely did.
Do you believe that?
I actually believe.
Mr. Perel.
I know. I have a couple things to say here. All right. Here we go. Mm-hmm. I actually believe that that is true for some people.
Okay.
I think that most people cheat as a function of what's going on in their relationship. And we tend to believe once a cheater, always a cheater. Like people just have like this moral thing that just makes them always a cheater. And I think more often than not, it's a function of something going on in their relationship.
So if you're always a cheater, do you feel like instead of fixing that thing, they keep cheating?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is it's not a question I can just answer as yes.
Got it.
Because I believe it's more dynamic than that. Yeah.
Some people are just hoes, but no.
Well, yes.
No, because I'm just saying, because they do it in a different relationship. It's not that person.
That's what I was about to say. It depends on the relationship. It could depend on the relationship. It's like, oh, well, she constantly cheated on all her boyfriends, but she's been faithful to him. Like,
right. Well, I say that or also, I think my answer allows for everything we're saying.
Right. No, absolutely. Thank you.
I agree with all of that.
I was thinking about that a little bit, not the cheating part, but the Zach and Michaela thing. I thought it was so interesting that, and I hate to go back to them, but the point is on point or on par what we're talking about. His friend was like, the last two or three relationships have been with women like that.
Uh-huh.
And I wondered, like, is there something that he does that brings that out of them? Because Michaela, he didn't know from Eve. And he ended up in the same scenario. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, they called her Hurricane K, though.
Or he
could prick her a little bit by not leaving on time or communicating or anything like that and then responding to it?
Mm-hmm.
That he, like, because I could see him bringing out some of her toxicity with him not letting it go.
Right. Yeah, that's probably so what that's it is.
Part of it. Like,
his whiny nature.
The fact that she ain't blown up again, though.
Right.
And he keeps bringing it up.
She's going to.
But she ain't blown up yet. Like, I would have thought she blew up again already. Like,
I think she's really trying hard. Who are we talking about?
Okay,
I'm going to answer this. I think that Michaela is trying her very darndest to be on like her best behavior because she feels like she's in that probationary period, so to speak, since she did mess up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But eventually.
Yes.
Her patience gonna grow weary.
Oh yeah,
that is what it is. Yeah. And eventually,
are you gonna do this the whole episode? Uh huh.
It's fun. I saw somebody say, if "Angel, don't put that brush down there." I'm just gonna be like, but I was going to say,
Angel, that's the baby.
Yes,
that's the baby. You want me to stop doing this? I'm gonna keep doing it.
To fix something like the way she blows up, that requires therapy
100%
in time. That is not going to be me telling you over and over again that I am upset that you did it. That is something that she has been wired to do or allowed herself to wire herself that way. It's going to take some time to unwire. It's 100%. Not just because you have the title of husband. Is that going to change? Yes. I think we all agree she did not handle those situations right.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to be able to change. That's not a flick of a switch deal.
No.
It's not at all.
And even if she makes some progress, it's going to be her default response, especially if she gets pissed off. I'm going to go right back to that. But anyway, back that's to
gonna
Rachel
take
and Jose.
Some, that's going to take some a lot of self. Not a lot. Well, yeah, a lot of self-work.
Rachel cheating and then the preview of next week. That is a steep decline, it looks like.
How much steeper do you think the decline will be if How much of him is she willing to put up with of his controlling, even though she says it's not controlling? Seem like she's good with it.
He just talk too much and don't listen to nothing. Yeah. He keeps saying, I don't like to chew my own horn. Actually, you love to chew your own.
Yeah.
You love to toot it.
That's all he does. Carry a trombone.
He be tooting.
Boom, boom, ba 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 boom. Jose has an 815. Boom.
Yes.
I'd be like, bro.
Everything they are involved, it's always cooking. You yes. notice that it's always food prep or cooking.
Cilantro.
Cilantro. We
and
can
then
do
they
this
said, I love
that.
You. And then she took it back.
She said, I from that preview. Yeah.
She said, like, I don't know. No, I think the way they cut it is that she's saying that the person whose name she accidentally called him, she doesn't love that person.
That'd be wrong if they edited it like that.
Oh, I'm almost certain that's how they edited it.
I want to know what the context was because he was.
That boy is proud.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
And for her to up and just say some random dude's name,
I don't know how they don't do that.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I'm saying. They don't know each other that long.
You gonna get called somebody else, not because to disrespect you. Yeah, first of all, I'm not good with names now. So you knew. You get called somebody.
You're 7
else.
Days old in my life. How can I remember your name?
It depends on the situation. If it was like, hey, Rob, can you park my car? Rob, if it was mid-section, it was like, who, Rob, you're killing this. It's like, it's Jose.
I am interested.
It's Jose, but thank you.
You can't come back from that one.
Nah.
You can come back from park the car. You can't come back from park the coochie.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hmm.
That's been a great episode, guys.
Tight hour.
This is actually 1 hour.
This is what
it
is.
We did it.
Tight hour.
Boom. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We did all of them. We did
it,
yeah. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas. Married at First Sight. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget. That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy. Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow. Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.